Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest. Please welcome Amber Ablaze. Please say hello.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Yay! All right, and tell everyone about your band.
Well, I have a three-piece rock band, which I write the songs for and front the band, called Amber Ablaze Band. And on October 6th, we just released our first single called Wild Wild Woman. So it's out on all platforms. You can check it out and download it, add it to your playlist, crank it up. We'd love to hear some feedback. You can check out our website at www.amberablazeband.com.
Oh, that is so amazing. So before we play it, please tell me about your band members.
Okay, so like I said, we're a three-piece rock band. So my name's Amber. I do all the guitars and the lead vocals and the songwriter of the band. Then we have Dean Downey. He's our awesome backbone of our band. He's our awesome drummer. And we also have Eddie Ram, who's the bass guy in our band, and he keeps the booties dancing.
Nice. Oh, amazing. Okay, and you're also going to tell me where you recorded this, right?
Yes, you betcha. We recorded with our producer, Rob Begg, at Marpole Studios in Langley. And if any of you local musicians are looking for a great studio to work at, Rob has many years of expertise, and he'll keep you sounding great. He'll bring out the very best in your music. So check him out.
Fantastic. All right, and here it comes, Wild Wild Woman on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm a free spirit led by your girl. Catch me and I'm heading to I'm a wild, wild woman.
You are a wild, wild woman, and it is hot in here, folks. Can you feel the heat? Oh, man. Okay, and we're going to talk about another Rob, because I think he might be listening tonight. How do you know Rob Snopek?
Okay, well, Rob Snopek has a record store here in Coquitlam and called Madhouse Records.
Woo-hoo!
And if you're a local musician, you probably have your music in there because he carries a lot of local stuff as well as some other great gems. And he's located in Lougheed Village Mall, so you should check him out. I've known Rob for quite a few years. I originally met Rob through his music festival, Hippie Hootenanny, that he was having.
Yes, back in the day.
Yeah, and played there with a couple of my other groups. I had an all-girl band called Hip Gypsies, and we performed there as well as my duo Jamber.
No way!
Back in the day. So I know so many musicians are hoping that Rob will start to do the festival again because it was just such a wonderful experience. And Rob is such an amazing supporter of the local music scene. So go check out his shop, Music Madhouse Records.
It's awesome. Yes, and I love his logo as well, so make sure you get a t-shirt. It is super cool. Okay, next up, we're going to talk about Jennifer Morrison, right?
You betcha.
Yes. Okay, so how do you know Jennifer?
Well, Jen is a really good friend of mine, and her stepdad, Eddie, is my bass player as well. So that's how we became friends.
Nice.
And started to play some music together, and then she asked me to do some work for her on her 5-song EP called Jar of Reality. Her band's called Cracked Wheat, so check them out. They're great. And Jennifer is a fabulous singer and songwriter and a wonderful musician as well.
Yes. And then what did you do on this particular song, Jar of Reality?
I believe on that one I did some electric guitar, and I think mandolin was on that one, and a couple of the other ones, I think I did some other guitar and banjo and stuff.
Oh, banjo
so,
too.
Yeah. So
awesome.
I was in and out of that EP, and it was really great. Jennifer asked me to be on it, and it was recorded at Green Room Studios in Abbotsford, mm-hmm. and it was produced by Michael Fisher. And yeah, it was just a wonderful experience to work with all those people. So
fantastic. Here's Jar of Reality on CJSF.
art is reality.
Wow, give it up for that flute. Who was playing that?
That's our friend Chandra Russell. She's another amazing artist.
Yes, fantastic. And then, yeah, talking about different instruments, what else do you play besides banjo and mandolin?
Well, I kind of focus on the strings. So mandolin, banjo, bass. I've played bass in a few bands before, and guitars. I like to dabble with the flute a little bit myself. Ooh. And some piano as well.
Nice.
Recently acquired a piano after wanting a piano all my life. It just so happened somebody left one outside my building a couple weeks ago.
Really? And so upright?
It's an apartment style piano. It was just the universe bringing that piano to me, and I hauled it up to my place, and I've been enjoying it ever since.
And I know those things are heavy.
And that was Dean, helping me get
thanks,
it
upstairs. Thanks, Dean. You're amazing. Yes, and we're going to play Dean a song later on in the show. But yeah, let's talk about Jen. You were saying that she's actually performing at Oaks in Mission there.
Yeah, Old News Vintage Vinyl. She was doing a little performance this afternoon out there.
Yes, and that's another record shop you could also visit, and she's got some trinkets and cool t-shirts there as well. Okay, let's talk about music and who inspires you.
Okay, well, I'm a really big fan of, I guess my favorite stuff is 70s music.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy that era for the stylings of guitar tones and sounds and stuff like that. So I'd have to reach back to a lot of the four sisters of rock, like people like Joan Jett, women that weren't afraid to go out there and rock it in a time where, you know, the industry was very male dominated. And it was people like Susie Quattro that influenced Joan Jett. Mm. And then people like Lita Ford, like those ladies that could really get up on stage and just strut their stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Okay. And I know Dean's just sitting here quietly. I don't know if you're going to say hello, Dean. It's totally up to you. No, hello?
Hello.
Just that's all you get, folks. Okay, that's all. All right. And yes, what kind of music inspires you, Dean?
I liked listening to Jimi Hendrix growing up.
That's right.
Led Zeppelin.
All right. And we're going to play a song. And what? Tell everyone what's it going to be.
We're going to do Fire by Jimi Hendrix.
So fitting, right? So fitting for Amber Ablaze, y'all. Okay.
Keeping it hot.
Keeping it hot. Keeping it real on CJSF.
Next to your fire.
Woo, that is fire. And that's what the kids say these days, right?
You betcha.
She fire.
That's such a great song. I love that song.
Oh, amazing. Okay. And I dressed up as a fire girl outfit. Not a fireman, but fire girl. Yes, because it is so hot in here. I was thinking, if you ever make music videos, would you have firemen in the music videos?
You know, that's definitely a possibility. We do have plans to make a music video for Wild Wild Woman. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. And we're going to get to a break, folks. I have a pre-recorded interview. There is a student that came up to SFU. She just popped into the station and she's like, hey, I have a band and they're playing, I think, this weekend at Green Auto. So check out their interview and we'll play one of their songs.
Hello, Eden, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Eden. I'm the bassist of Gian and Kitten Co.
Awesome. All right, and you have a song that you want that's out right now. Tell me about it.
Oh, we have one song that's out right now. It's called Goodbye Song. It's written by our front woman and our lead girl, Gian Ross. I'm trying to think of what I could say. It's a goodbye song. It's basically her goodbye song to men. After being through a long run of like male, not great relationships, and then finding a woman that really worked for her and made her realize the things that she was missing.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. Yeah. Okay. And then I see you got your cute little shirt there. Tell me about it. Did you draw it or
who? This was drawn by Gian and I believe screen printed, like hand done screen printing by both Gian and Cherry, because Gian's dad does screen printing, I think, home. So he gave her all the material, showed her the ropes, and then all of this merch that we have is all handmade or designed by at least someone in the band. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, and you said there's three members in the band? Okay, so
there's four of us.
Oh, four. Yeah, right, tell me about all of your members.
So, front woman, that's Gian, the Gian of Gian and Kitten Co. She got a start to music, as far as I've seen, on YouTube. She kind of had a big YouTube phase in, like, the 2020, 2021, YouTube cover boom. I think she has, like 15 million on her... at least like total views on her YouTube. So she's our lead girl. She plays guitar and she sings. And then Grace is our guitarist, Grace Caruso. She's also in another band, Scarlet Fever. Shout out Scarlet Fever. She's a recent installment. We love her. She's one of our, she was a good friend before she was even in the band. And she's been so passionate about a lot of the songs even before she was in the band. So it was just like, when she asked if she could play guitar for us when we needed one, we were like, of course. And our drummer is Cherry. She's also in another band called Cherry Pick. She's usually on guitar in her other projects, but this is the one project where she's been drumming. She's a killer on it. She looks like Animal from the Muppets when awesome. She drums. It's freaking awesome. And then there's me. My name's Eden. And I play bass. And I met Gian through Cherry because they had just known each other online. And Cherry wanted Gian to play a show, but she didn't have a band, so she went, I have a band of women that will play for you. And then she just gathered us all together in a room, and the rest was history,
awesome.
As they say.
And you're an SFU student. Mm-hmm. What do you study?
Well, I'm an SFU student in the education program. I think, technically, I've been here for 3 years. Credit-wise, I couldn't tell you where I'm at. I'm way behind, but I'm taking my time. I feel no rush.
Yeah, no rush, and you will do it. And yes, like I said, and I work here at SFU, so yes, I'll probably see you graduate when you get up there on the
fingers crossed I make it there.
Yes, no worries.
And then our other SFU student is Gian, and she's an English major. I think that she's minoring in education as well. We're kind of reverse programs of each other, because I'm an education major minoring in English. She's an English major minoring in education, so... we still get to have some classes together, which is nice.
Yay! Okay, and you have a show coming up?
Yes, we do. We have Gian's EP release. Her first ever EP is coming out on November 23rd, which is also the day that we're having a show at Green Auto. I believe doors are probably at 7. They're usually at 7. Music by 8 or 8:30. It's Gian's birthday.
Woohoo!
So it's also going to be her birthday party show. Everyone's just going to come. Elegant, extravagant, whatever you want to wear to the show. If you want to wear a dress, if you want to wear pearls, if you want to come in your regular day clothes, we don't care. We're just here to have a party.
Oh, awesome.
So have a party, listen to music.
Yes. Are you playing with other bands too, or just you guys?
Yes, we do have one of our good friends, Lilix. Usually she plays in Lilix and the Apocalypse, but it's just a solo set of Lilix for our show. And then after that, we're going to have Blue Rivera, which... they're a band of brothers. They're so sweet. Their music is great. They just played I think it was for Canada Day. They played like CBC Canada Day's stage, and they were like one of the main stage acts because they also have a lot of songs that are in French because they're also French speaking. So they're going to be there, and then after that, it's going to be us.
Fantastic. So. Well, thank you so much, Edith, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Wham Bam East Van.
And that was Gianna, goodbye song. All right, and we are back with Amber Ablaze, and she is heating it up here in the studios because we were talking about firemen. She might have some firemen in her videos. We don't know. Okay. Anyways, we're going to talk about the past here because you were in several bands, and this one's called Jamber. Tell me about this one.
Well, Jamber is a duo I have with a good friend of mine, Mr. Jimmy Wet Dog. And we're kind of like a... blues roots and a little bit of country sort of thing. I play guitar and mandolin and do some vocals. Jim does harmonica and plays the steel guitar. And we like to get around and play a few shows here and there. Jim's also been a guest with the Amber Ablaze Band quite a few times and joined us. We've played a lot of his music as well before. And we have a song called Real Good Time Tonight, which we did a little demo that DJ Meddy's going to play for us.
You bet, right here on CJSF.